Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers. Coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome another week, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 1040. I'm Neil Taylor with Strike 3 Kayak Fishing. Captain Travis is going to be joining us in the booth. We're going to have another great week of talking fishing. And that's all I do every day, so I may as well talk about it on the radio. It is that time of year. Every day is booked, and weather permitting, we're getting in a lot of fishing trips. So we still have some challenges with some fronts that are coming through. Wind, you just have to deal with it. If you cannot deal with wind, then you're really in the wrong business if fishing's your thing, because you've got to be able to adapt and fish in the wind. The action has been very good for bigger trout. Flounder made an appearance again 3 weeks ago. They are not in the numbers that they're going to be. We're going to have more flounder. We're going to have bigger flounder, but they are in already. Spanish mackerel are in. They should remain around for quite a while. There is a certain number of them that will stick around all summer. Some will continue a migration up the coast. Redfish trip, we caught 9 redfish on one outing, and we spent about 4 hours after the redfish to get that to happen, but that was a good outing. That's the best one we have had in several months, and they were all upper slot to over slot fish, which was a lot of fun. That was one guy. I caught 2 of them. He caught 7 of them, so that was a very good outing. The action in general has been very good. In the tides and weather, we will talk about what we have going on with that. But right through the full moon tides, the fishing was good. I know Captain Jason, he had a really tough time on the full moon catching bait. And I had to laugh because I said to him, I said, "What's bait?" So he said he spent 3 hours one day catching bait, and so it made for a difficult day for him just getting what he needed for his trip, which Strike 3 kayak fishing trips, throwing all lures, that eliminates all that, which thank God for that. That's the way I want to keep doing it. Our official website of the radio show, capmel.com, it is now a month and a half since I did my site upgrade, and the site's really nice. I really like the way the articles go up there now. I like the way things feature. We're still ironing out a few things with the forums. Me hitting the busy season, I have not been on there as much as I had been earlier in the winter. But we're working on some stuff, and we're gonna make some stuff work differently. But the site's doing very well. Coming down to it now, a month and a half away from the Captain Mel Classic, May the 7th. Check-in is May the 6th at the Fat Cat Tavern. The event is Saturday, May the 7th. That's the fishing day. Longest redfish, longest trout. This is an all-lure, all-amateur event. So you are not going to be going up against any professionals. It is only other amateur anglers. Only one fish in each category wins for you. You can only have one redfish and one trout. So you cannot win first, second, and third place if you catch the 3 biggest trout. Only your biggest fish will count. The format's very simple. We have 5 divisions. We have the open, the no motor, the ladies, the fly, and the junior. Junior's 15 and under. Fly division's completely separate. You fish fly rod and the box of flies that we give you. Ladies division, you do have to be female. It's critical. Anyway, the open division, that's your power boat, you know, thing. Separate, if you're an adult male and in a power boat, you could be in the fly division. Otherwise, you are going to be in the open division. No motor is obviously that. Division's going down, but it's a fun event. It's very, very well supported by our tournament sponsor. And all that prize stuff goes to our winners and into a giant raffle that we have at the end of the program. Other fishing news, we have a monster fish kill on the East Coast. Nothing short of a calamity. I feel badly for our friends that live over there. We had some of this going on in South Florida, but, you know, now what they have going on the East Coast, killed a lot of fish that were like puffer fish and, you know, a bunch of the less important fish, but there are a lot of black drum and redfish and trout that are falling victim to this whole thing. And we have some very unhealthy water quality issues in this state. And I think it's dreadful that we've allowed it to get to this point here. So hopefully that there are some solutions for our friends that live in that part of the state as well. Again, our official website, capmel.com. Great fishing resource. The articles that are archived on there are pretty impressive. Get on there, look at the categories. There is a search feature that you can utilize, and it'll come up with all the articles that are pertinent to whatever keywords you were trying to search. So utilize that and enjoy that. The fishing for the next week is going to be a little slow part of the week. We are getting away from the full moon now, and we're going to get into those quarter moon tides. And then we get further into the week, we're going to be getting closer to those new moon tides, and that is going to be some of the best fishing of the month. And so that's what we have going tides-wise. I'll go ahead and cover that now. Tides and weather's the next segment. But weather's anyone's guess. We just had another front go through, and it will be curious to see just how much more weather we have coming through. Getting later into March, you know, approaching April, how many fronts are we really going to have? Are we gonna settle into better patterns where we don't have higher low pressure sitting somewhere out in the Atlantic and throwing a bunch of wind in? It will be interesting to see. My Maryland clients are coming back again, so they have actually been very lucky with wind. They had one day of fishing in the wind their first day the last time in, and then they had 3 days in the clear, and then it blew hard after they left. We had 4 days of wind after those guys left, but that's what we got looking at for tides and weather, so we've already covered that one for the next segment. Captain Travis is going to be jumping in as well, and we're going to see what he's been doing this week. I'm sure he's like me. He has probably been out on the water a lot. I've been out there every day. I can tell you the bite on bigger trout finally got to where we would expect it for this time of year. We did not have any difficulty at all getting on upper slot trout every single trip where we tried for them. And like I said, there was only one trip that was an exclusive redfish trip. And in 4 hours, we got on them, and that went extremely well. But the trout thing is, it's that time of year where you would expect that action to be better, and you would expect it to be that way through the middle of May. So we're hoping that stays right on track and that stays nice and easy for us. Captain Jason, I know, has been putting in his trips. He did say it was more of a struggle with the full moon stuff. I know the bait fish thing was the big thing, as I already mentioned, but I think that kind of wore him out overall. But sounds like our fishing on the lures was about as good as it gets, and some of the stuff Jason was doing was a little more difficult. So that's pretty much it from the front there. We had pretty easy mackerel targeting a month ago, and the mackerel action has steadied out. It has not been as off the hook in the locations where we were catching them a month ago. You might hit them good 2 days in a row, and then you might not catch any on the third day. They move around, and I would say the bait fish having come back in, and the bait fish is all over the Skyway piers. I would say a lot of those mackerel are staying on that structure instead of moving into some of those other shallower areas where we were catching them for quite a while there. The flounder, we had one day where we almost caught 20 flounder. We came a couple fish short of 20 flounder, so they are moving back in good numbers. We caught a couple of really big ones, so they're coming back in both size and numbers, and I'm hoping the flounder to be similar to what we've had the last 3 years. 2 years ago was the best flounder fishing I have ever seen, period. And anyway, we hope to have a similar year like that on that species, so that's what we're shooting for. So we're going to be coming up to our first break here. And when we get back, Captain Travis is going to be jumping in with us. We have the beginning of baseball season as well. So we're going to be talking more fishing here, Captain Travis. This is Neil Taylor with Strike 3 Kayak Fishing and CapMel.com. My website, Strike3KayakFishing.com. My phone number, 727-692-6345. And our official website, CAPMEL.com. Go check out that site. And for sure, if you want to interact, join the forums. They are free. You can join the forums. You can ask all your questions on there. You can use it as a tool to sell your stuff or to find stuff that you want to buy. So please do. Enjoy that resource as well. We're going to take our first break. Listen to these ads from our sponsors. When we get back, we're going to have Captain Trash jumping in, and we are going to continue on with a great show for you guys. We'll be right back after these messages. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you would like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com. Or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
Introducing Finn, the world's first situational Spectra fiber fishing line with four different braids to choose from. Wind tamer for windy conditions and put an end to wind knots. Shock absorbing for more stretch on those big bites. Original PRT for overall power and performance. And the new Extra Smooth, the strongest, smoothest braid in the market. Get the world's first situational Spectra braid, Fins.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you. And we're back, segment two of the show. Neil Taylor here, Strike 3 Kayak Fishing and CapMel.com. I enjoy this time of year, and as I think many of my other colleagues do, we have this time of year now where You can just feel it. It's starting to get warmer. Air temperature's starting to go up a little, and you can just feel summer is ahead. But you just know you still have a couple months where you're not going to be dripping wet yet because it's not quite summer yet. Water temperatures are excellent. We have such good fishing opportunities late March, the entire month of April, the first half of May at least. Usually very good opportunities. We've got coming up on the horizon. Hopefully we have a much better pompano year with the things that the FWC has done. Put some pressure on the poaching. Snook are probably our most poached fish statewide. Pompano are probably number two. Hopefully with what they have done, our pompano fishing is 10 times better than it was last summer because it was terrible. Connected to the pompano fishing, I take people to catch these giant black drum. We're fishing it the same as pompano, and you'll catch five pompano, and then your rod will double over, and it is going to be a 60 to 70 pound drum. It'll be curious to see the size of these fish this year. Every year, the last 3 years, their average size has gone up by like 10 pounds. And you have to figure at some point it's going to reverse and we'll be back to some of those fish that are 30, 40 pounds, which are actually a lot more manageable. But anyway, there are some monster drum to be caught. Food value zero, but we get some good pictures of them. And people get a kick, you know, catching a fish that's half the size of the kayak. So, anyway, we are looking forward to that action. My targeting lures for pompano and black drum, I use the same thing for both species. It is the Silly Willy yellow with a pink teaser. And most of you out there already know I tie my own teasers. It's a commercial product. Pretty much all the stores around here sell them. That's the key ingredient for all these mackerel I keep talking about. I'll use that Silly Willy and teaser for those mackerel as well. Mackerel eat a variety of things. That flashy teaser is a great way to get it done. Flounder, I mentioned in segment one. Flounder are one of those species that I've targeted since I was a kid. My brother and I got hooked on these really weird-looking fish that have both their eyes on the same sides of their heads. And I moved to Florida 24 years ago. And 23 years ago, and that was one of the things was, as I was learning the fishing here, I was asking around and most people didn't talk about flounder and they're like, you might see one on accident here or there. Well, I became one of the few guys that found where they are and actually fishes them. So my clients, the ones that are serious about, you know, taking a few fish for dinner, flounder is definitely one that you want to learn if you like fish for dinner, because flounder's way above average on meat quality. And, you know, for something to put on the table, a flounder is pretty much as good as you can get. The flounder action that we have here is strong. We have some great flounder opportunities in other parts of the state, but the opportunities we have right around here are way up there compared to the other areas of the state. my business and the way I do it, I'm doing it all with lures. I throw lures for all these species, flounder included. So sheep's head, something where I would bait a hook if I wanted to catch a sheep's head. Mostly I just ignore them. I just skip sheep's head altogether. But flounder, the 12-fathom slam R on a 1/8-ounce jig head is my bait of choice for a flounder. Regulations on flounder, you are allowed 10. Size limit is 12 inches minimum length. I would suggest that you only keep the fish that are over 14 inches. To fillet a 12 to 13 inch flounder out, the effort you have to do and the amount of meat you get off it, it's simply not worth it. You get that fish up there strong up there at 14 inches, you have enough meat on it to really bother with it. I kind of do the same thing with speckled trout. Speckled trout I like at a solid 16 inches and above. And even that being said, the way the trout fishing is now around here, quite honestly, I am not keeping any trout under 17 inches. And because of that, we're taking more meat home on the fish that we are keeping, and they're very good to eat. Spanish mackerel have to be 12 inches. You are allowed 15. Same thing. We're catching enough these Spanish mackerel that are around 20 inches. All those ones that are 12 to 15, 16 inches, we're chucking all those back and keeping the ones that have more meat on them. But that is the gist of a lot of the action that we have going on around the Tampa Bay area. The other opportunities that exist, ladyfish, jacks, bluefish. The bluefish have not been in most of the areas I have been fishing. Some areas I've been spending sparingly less time. There are some bluefish in some of those locations that I just haven't been going. But anyway, I have not missed the bluefish. They're one that I don't mind if I'm not into them. But the jacks are coming out of the rivers. The ladyfish are coming out of their hiding spots. Both are pretty easy to find. Both are very easy to catch. Food value, I put at zero. Do I know people that eat ladyfish, and do I know people that eat jacks? Yes. And they're the same people that you don't want to be in their house after they do it, because these ladyfish patties, they smell like burned rubber. The jacks, people who are eating jacks are actually doing it raw, and they're soaking it in something called wasabi soy sauce, and that's how they're getting that done with jacks. I got to tell you, the only thing I'm going to eat less of than cooked jack is raw jack. I am not eating any of it. So that's up to you. You want to eat it, go for it. But that is not for me. A lot of what I've been doing with fish, off days or just when, for whatever reason, the clients don't want fish and I end up taking it home. My process and what I do with it, I'm making fish spread out of a lot of it. And with the fish spread, I put it in containers. I hand out the containers, and I just tell people to put it on a cracker. And I can really spread it out around town pretty well that way. Don't have to tell anyone how to cook anything. Don't have to give any other instructions. Just here. Put this on a cracker and enjoy. So I have my fish spread down to a science, and I rather enjoy that. K CaptainMel.com. If you do a search on that, you will get a list of my ingredients that I have in the fish spread, because I have published an article on it on there. So we're going to be coming up to the break after segment two. Captain Travis is walking in right now, so he will be around, and I'll cut him loose to carry the rest of the show, because you guys are probably tired of listening to me. But, yeah, when we get back, we're going to tap his brain. We'll see if he's got a come on, man. He's been pretty good with supplying those. And a tip of the week, we'll tap him for that as well. Captain Travis, good to have him joining in with us on the show here. So we get back after these messages, we will jump back in, and Captain Travis is going to tell you what the fishing's been out here. So enjoy these messages from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Gonna miss her. Oh, looky there. I've got a bite. Oh.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have: durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing conditions. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and I have a new product to tell you about that puts more fish on the boat. It's called M80 Supercharged Chum with TNT Sparkle by M80 Marine Products. M80 Chum is a concentrated dry chum that is easily mixed with water and is great to use for all types of fish. From snapper and grouper on the wrecks to greenbacks on the flats, M80 Chum is always on my boat. If you're interested in purchasing some M80 Chum or would like more information on the product, just go to their website at www.m80marineproducts.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface disturbance corks with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto, these floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you would like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com. Or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and when I'm getting my engine serviced, I can't think of anywhere better than Alify Marine. Alify Marine is a full-service and warranty facility for Yamaha and Mercury outboards. They are also a dealer for all Weld and StarCraft boats that are in stock and turnkey ready. For all you do-it-yourself guys, they have all Yamalube and Mercury oils in stock. Don't forget, Alify Marine is a sales and warranty center for all power pole products to keep your power pole in good working condition. Alify Marine can meet all your service needs. Call now to schedule your next appointment. 813-671-BOAT.
O'Hara Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hara Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hara Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hara Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
And now it's time for the Come On Man, sponsored by Foy's Tire Service. If you need to get some new tires on your truck, car, or even your boat, just give Foy's Tire Service a call at 813-241-4017.
And we're back. Segment three of the show. I'm going to throw it all over Travis because I jumped on segments one and two while was fighting the traffic here. Yeah. So, Travis, get what have you here. Been doing?
We've been fishing, man. We've been fishing. Unfortunately, it's been a little crazy with this weather, but getting through it. Plenty of fish to catch. We've been mainly catching a lot of snook. I've actually been on a pretty good redfish bite this week.
Yeah, I did. I had good red fishing too.
This full moon, we got, you know, it really brought some fish into some areas that I'd been looking for them, you know, and hadn't really been finding them. So that's been good. Bait kind of did a dancing, you know, Susie on us where I was getting it on the flats. I've been getting it on the flats, one particular flat. And this recent cold front, we went looking for it and really couldn't find it. Spent a number of hours trying to trace around some bait just enough to, you know, run a trip. So that was a little difficult. But all in all, it's been pretty good. Like I said, the redfish is probably the staple of the week. We've been getting some good redfish. I had one slot redfish that was over 8 pounds this week.
Wow.
And, kind of unusual, but we got a little school of fish that kind of moved in and spread out through a few shorelines, and so you can definitely tell they've been eaten.
Yeah.
But other than that, things have just been – the fishing's been good. We've had some really good tides, finally some moving water, really strong tides, and that's produced some great fish, a lot of numbers. I've been getting a lot of numbers and fish. You know, typically this time of year, just in general, you catch some good quality fish and pretty fish, but this is the time of year where you can really catch a lot of fish.
Oh, yeah.
And that's been kind of the highlight. We've been catching a lot of small snook. Not a lot of big ones. I haven't been catching a lot of big ones. I've seen a few in the tower, but mainly snook has been,
I saw the biggest school. It's been 2 weeks since I've been in here. I saw the biggest school of big snook I've seen since the freeze. It was about 15 fish.
Yeah.
But these were all freeze survivors. All these fish were over 50 inches.
Wow.
These were the big
mammos.
Ones. These were the big mammos.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wanted to take them somewhere and hide them. But,
well, that's good to see, though. You know, even if you don't catch them, like I said, I spend a lot of time up in the tower, looking, and you see a lot of these fish. Or I shouldn't say a lot, but you see them, you know, especially in certain areas, and you just don't catch them a lot. You know,
yeah.
they're not that big for a reason. So, other than that, you know, like I said, to kind of round that out, you know, fishing's been really, really good. I haven't had any complaints. Plenty of fish to the boat. The only thing is it's just been the bait. So hopefully we get some stable weather and that settles, and then next thing you know, here comes summer, man.
Yep.
So yeah,
that's what I was talking about. It's nice, you can feel it. It's gonna get warmer, but we have a couple months where it's not gonna be hot yet.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, and it's not bad, you know, it's really not bad. Especially, me and Jason were talking last show about, you know, fishing a little bit later in the afternoon into the evening, and particularly around this full moon, we've got some great outgoing tides in the afternoon, late evening, and you know, other than tonight, that's, you know, we've been fishing a lot of those tides, and that outgoing tide has seemed to produce some of the bigger fish in relation to the incoming tide. So, little footnote there, but fishing's been good. Don't sit on the couch. Don't, you know, don't read about it. Don't watch it. Head down to Tampa Fishing Outfitters. Get some gear. Pick up a couple new rods, some new reels. Get them strung up and get it on the water. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I have actually, it's time to put all new line on a bunch of my rods. It's just time.
Yeah. I normally do it about every season. You know, it's about quarterly. So I'll put, you know, line on in the spring, line on in the summer.
I do it as necessary, but it probably comes out to twice a year.
Yeah. Well, and I get a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but it happens more frequently than I'd like to really admit. But you get a lot of guys in the trees and fishing up under the bush, especially with live bait, where you get a live bait that runs up under there. And so there's times where 15, 20 feet up the main line, I'll see something, you know, and it's just tough to keep an eye on it. So for me, with as frequently as they get used and not by me personally, you know, I typically try to change it as much as possible. Now, on the flip side of that, what I'll do quite often is just take a spare spool and I'll re-spool them backwards.
Yeah. Bury that scuffed up line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't do, and they'll dump all that line off of there, and you've got, you know, a good 75, you know, yards of good line that haven't even been touched
right.
yet. And you can flip it around and be, you know, for most inshore applications, be just fine.
Mm-hmm. I did that. Two of my rods needed that. I had an off day a couple weeks ago, so I wrapped the line around a tree, and then I paddled until I got to into my backing, and then I clipped it, and I paddled back to where I tied it off on the tree.
And then just started winding
and
it
reversed
in.
It. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I never
that's
thought
the way
about
I did it.
That's the kayaker. That's the kayaker way right there.
First
man.
Time I've ever done it that way.
That's a neat way. I never actually thought about that.
It worked.
I'm going to just tie it to Jason's boat, all six of them, and just go.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so, you know, get your gear in line and get out, because, like, I mean, it looks like we got good weather coming up. Hopefully this is the last little cold front that we got coming through now, and bait will get normal, get on the flats. And, you know, once the bait, these major schools of bait that's hanging out in these deeper ledges, that are hanging out on the channel markers, once that stuff really settles into the flats, you're going to see that fishing pick up as well. Because these fish are going to be, you know, actively targeting these schools of bait themselves, especially on the stronger tides.
Sure.
And so if you're throwing artificials, you know, typically I see a little bit better once a bait moves up in there. There's more of it around, and so your artificial fishing normally picks up just a little bit, you know, so especially the soft plastics and
right,
you know, bait fish mimic lures. You know,
soft plastics were tough this week. The pinfish are back in.
Yeah,
they're huge.
Yeah.
So the pinfish, when these pinfish are 10 inches long,
mm-hmm.
and they're after a lure, they're gonna destroy it.
Absolutely.
We went through a ton of baits this week.
And that's only a sign that the white bait and the everything else is on its way.
Because
normally those guys show up first, and then right behind that's the white bait, so it's not but a couple clicks away to having you know, flats full of white bait.
I enjoyed that wintertime period when the pinfish were offshore, but it is over.
Yeah.
And they are destroying a lot of lures again, which that's just part of the deal.
That is, man. It is. So, but anyway, other than that, I was trying to think. We've got. I've been seeing some mackerel.
Yeah,
I've been seeing some mackerel out when I'm catching bait, and I've also seen a lot of the sugar trout, tons of sugar trout.
Yep.
That was something cool. And then
any size to them?
Yeah, actually, some pretty good ones. Unfortunately, a couple of them, you know, ended up in the 12-foot bait net. But you know, we did our best to revive them and get them back in the water. But yeah, some big ones, man. A couple pounders, you know, probably 2 pound. I mean, big ones.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, real nice size sugar trout. So if that's kind of your style, they'll eat a shrimp. You can get out by a channel marker. And I saw the sheep's head kind of moving their way back in too.
Yeah.
I think they're done with their deal. So some of the inshore rock piles or oyster bars and little rock jetties and rock ledges, those are holding sheep's head still. So if you can't get the white bait, you know, go to a shrimp and you can still, you know, get some stuff done around some of the rock piles and stuff.
Right. What do you got coming up the next week?
This next week, I've got a handful of trips. Everything looks good there. We're going to pretty much be targeting. I'm going to go after some redfish schools. This moon kind of marks for me and some of the spots that I've been checking and some of the solos that we've been catching. I'll try to target these fish on, you know, some of the lower water and higher water conditions where I know, you know, some of these packs and schools of fish will move into. So I've actually, you know, made some plans to do some red fishing this next week and kind of give the snook a break for a little bit go try for the red dogs. So hopefully if everything works out and they move in where they're supposed to, we should have a pretty good week with redfish.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to be doing a few more red fishing trips myself. I've got a lot of the clients coming in that are the out-of-towners, and I'll be taking a crack at redfish with some of them, but I put a lot of these action trips, I put people on trout.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was going to say is even today, I had a full day today, and we probably caught, you know, I'm not a real numbers guy, but we caught over 40 snook today, and we caught about 8 good trout mixed in with them. And
right.
So that was pretty cool because really our trout over on our side really wasn't that good this year. I mean, you'd catch them, but not really targeting them. And there was one spot we fished where, I mean, it was like snook, trout, snook, trout, snook, trout, you know, there for a few minutes. And that was good to see. And there was all nice trout. So that was kind of cool. So things are picking up. I mean, definitely the fishing's been good.
Excellent. That's going to bring us up to our last break of the show. So when we get back, we're going to have Captain Travis giving you some more tips, Captain's Tip of the Week segment. Some more tips on how to be successful targeting redfish and whatever else Travis wants to talk about. So we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Captain Danny Guarino. One of the questions asked of a live bait fishing guide is, what should I use to chum up live bait? The answer is Purina 45, and Smelt Feed and Pet Supply carries it. It's cheaper and better than making it yourself. Smelt Feed and Pet Supply is conveniently located in Tampa at 4116 East 7th Avenue. Just ask for the bait chum that all the fishing guides use. Smelt Feed and Pet Supply, 248-2359, or you can visit them on the web at smeltfeed.com.
Fishing Supply Liquidators, where your fishing dollar goes further. Over 500,000 top brand name rods, reels, lures, and frozen bait at crazy low prices. Open 7 days a week, we teach people how to catch fish and back up our sales with professional and courteous service, rod and reel repair, and support. We can custom order any fishing tackle item that we don't stock. We're located at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Come on in.
Are you looking for high performance and top quality fishing gear that'll hold up under the toughest of fishing conditions? Then check out the O'Haro lineup of fishing products now available at your local tackle retailer or online at oharofishing.com. Choose from a wide variety of rods, reels, lines, tools, and accessories to help you get the job done next time you're reeling in the big one. O'Haro, conquering the fishing world one cast at a time.
12 Fathom Saltwater Series Lures, top quality soft plastic baits. The line of 12 Fathom Lures are designed to trick all species and are available in the most productive colors. Visit their website, 12fathom.com. Use the lures pros throw, 12 Fathom Lures, and catch more fish. Make them an offer they can't refuse with 12 Fathom Lures.
The old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, holds true for your vehicle's health as well as your personal health. The experienced technicians at Home Auto Care perform a free safety inspection with any maintenance or repair service, allowing them to spot a minor problem before it turns into an expensive breakdown. All repairs are guaranteed at Home Auto Care. At Home Auto Care, 2003 South U.S. Highway 41 in Ruskin, Florida. Call 813-645-0339. To schedule your vehicle for an appointment today.
This is Captain Jason Prieto. If you want to keep up with Danny and myself during the week to see what our latest catch is, just find us on Facebook. Search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show and hit the like button. We will keep you dialed in on what's biting on Tampa Bay.
Captain Danny Guarino here. DOA Lures has done it again. Captain Mark Nichols of DOA Lures has introduced his newest creation.
DOA Airhead.
It will bring fish out of any hiding place. DOA Lures,
the unfair advantage.
Innovators, not followers. Check them out at the local tackle store or on the web at doalures.com.
This is Neil Taylor with CaptainMel.com, Florida's number one fishing website, founded by Captain Mel Berman. Your one stop for all your online fishing needs. CAPMEL.com. Again, that's CapMel.com.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
And we're back, the final segment of the show. Captain Travis, tell us a good tip. You want to go catch a redfish this week?
Good tip.
How would you go and accomplish that?
Well, we're coming off a full moon, which is normally my favorite. I like a couple days before, a couple days after. It's really going to kind of depend on where you're at and what and how you're fishing. But if you can get white bait, most of the redfish that we've been catching have been on some of the larger white baits.
Right.
And, you know, most of them have been under the bushes waiting on the higher water, and we've been fishing for some of these fish, you know, deep under the bushes, not chumming real, real heavy for the redfish because there's so many snook around. So when I'm redfishing, unless I have seen or identified, you know, a number of redfish, typically I won't chum heavy. And I'll try to pick those redfish off. If you can't get the white bait, then still this time of year, you know, there's some large shrimp available. Shrimp will work. The nice thing about shrimp is you don't have to worry about it moving location once you cast it
right.
A whole lot. Or as opposed to a white bait or a pinfish, say, some type of bait fish. You constantly, for fishing under the bushes, you constantly got to make sure your line's tight and make sure that you know where that bait's at, mm-hmm. whether it's wrapped around a bush or wrapped around a tree. So a shrimp, you can cast it up under there, way up under there, and on a jig head or say, you know, 1 or 2 aught circle hook with a split shot or two on it. That way it's going to sit under those bushes, and these fish are just using the cover of the mangroves as a highway under there. You'll never see them.
Right.
And so that's a good way to, you know, flip for redfish. If you can't get the shrimp or...
So where you are fishing, say it's a low tide.
Mm-hmm.
How far out away from the trees are your redfish traveling on a low tide?
I'm going to look for the largest body of deeper water associated with where they would be on that low tide. Redfish will move. They will travel. Typically, major moons, major tides, major weather, you know, changes will move them greater distances. But a typical average day that day-to-day is not changing a whole lot, just the tide, they'll typically move back and forth to the same location throughout the tide. And so where I was going this is, if they're in an area in a low tide, I'm going to look for the largest pothole, trough, channel, edge that these fish would move to.
And how deep normally are those areas?
Depending on where you're at, you know, we've got some ledges that they'll actually fall off into like 10, 12 feet. You'll never see them, but they'll run the edges of some of these channels and sandbars. Mm. But typically I would say if you're fishing a flat that on a high tide is 2 to 4 feet, these fish are going to be in a, you know, 4 to 5 foot pothole or 3 foot pothole, sand trough, something that they can feel a little more comfortable once that tide falls out. The key to that is looking to where the mullet go. Wherever the mullet go and whatever other bait fish or, you know, schooling fish that you can see, sheep's head, snappers, anything like that, if you can locate where they're going, then typically the other game fish are going to follow that pattern.
Right.
And so those are just some you know, points to look for. Each area is going to be different, you know, in terms of if they're going to go to a pothole, are they going to go off of the flat completely, are they going to go to another flat. It's really all just kind of depending on the area that you're at. But typically redfish won't go great distances. You just might not be able to find them, but they won't go very far.
Good tips. A lot of the areas, you know, I target redfish too, and you're up against the trees at high tide, you have to be,
mm-hmm.
or you're in the wrong spot. A lot of the places where I fish for redfish, the intermediate tides, the low tides, a lot of the places where we find them is about a foot and a half deep.
Yeah.
In a lot of the areas where I go.
Yeah.
It's pretty unusual to find them in any areas. I'm sure they're there, and I just don't see them. Pretty unusual to find them in 3 feet of water. But a lot of the places I will find them are
and I would say 2 feet. Yeah, and I would say, too, it depends on how big of a school, or if you're fishing a school, or if you're fishing what we call broken fish, which are 2 to 3 fish here, 2 to 3 fish there, a couple fit, one fish here,
sure.
over, say, a small area or even a medium-sized area. I wouldn't consider that to be a school. There might be a group of fish that have spread out, and you may see them all bunched up in one pothole or in within, say, 10, 15 yards away from each other. It really kind of depends on what, how and what the fish are doing. What I've found is that typically on a higher tide, the fish normally will break up. And, you know, they'll all get up under the bushes or get onto an oyster bar on some deep trough or wherever that feeding zone is on that high tide. They'll get out and spread out and kind of do their own thing. The low tide is generally when the fish will be not necessarily forced, but they'll end up finding each other through the natural highways of the tide, and they'll normally all kind of bunch up in one area, and typically they'll, if it's that time of year or if there's a reason for them to do it, they'll school up and actually work an area as a team or as a school for a certain period of time and then follow the tide back in and split back up, and it's kind of a cycle of what I've seen and studied for redfish. So
they're an interesting
that's about
species.
As general of that you can get, and each area is going to differ from one flat to the next to the next to the next.
Right.
You know, but if you the biggest thing is correlating a good day to why and correlating a bad day to why. And really understanding and trying to figure out, I shouldn't say understanding, but trying to figure out why the day you had and what you could have done different or, you know, so that you can pattern the fish and the area that you're fishing for the different tides. And that's going to make you more successful each time you go out so that you don't spend a whole lot of time in an area that you know may have fish, but is not a fishable time of, you know, time of the day or tide or whatever, and you can go to a different area. So, you know, always correlating to the way that your day turned out is a good way to make, you know, each trip a successful trip.
Travis, tell everyone your phone number and your website where they can look up stuff on you in case they want to book a trip with you.
Yeah, you can always give me a call on my cell phone, which is 813-830-3474. Or you can check out my website, which is www.fishbyinstinct.com. There's all the information there. You can go on there and schedule a trip, book a trip, pay a trip, check out photos, send me an email, give me a call, do some fishing and chat. Give me a call if you're just down in our area and, you know, want to kind of know how the fishing's been or chit-chat about anything, you know, going on in our area. So I'm always here to help out, man.
Captain Travis, a resource for our listeners and a valuable part of our radio programming here. Travis's been in here 3 weeks in a row. And,
yeah. Trying. Grinding, bro.
He has to grind that drive out to get over here, but he's been over every week. He picked up the slack for me last week. I think last week's the first time I hadn't been in like 10 weeks. But
yeah, you've been going strong, brother.
I had allergy season just was beating the tar out of me, so having a week off really was helpful for me.
No problem.
But Travis, we got a few more minutes left in the show. I know I'm doing more of the same. It's going to be trout and redfish trips. And you catch any flounder?
You know what? We did. We caught two nice flounder today. We got one up to 21 inches. We caught a 21-incher today.
That's a big one.
And the other one was like right around 14. So we'll get them in the sand holes on the low tides.
Yeah.
When I'm fishing some of these grassy areas, I'll have a client pitch over in a sand hole. And next thing you know, you say, hey, they don't know what I got. And I said, well, does it feel like a pair of underwear? They go, yeah. I said, you got a flounder on.
They moved back in about 3 weeks ago. And, that's what I mentioned in segment one. We had one day we almost caught 20.
Wow.
So the numbers are back. The size is decent, but, this is the beginning. There are a lot yet left to come in, and it's looking like it's going to be another above average flounder year.
That's good, man, and that is delicious table fare.
Yeah,
I mean that's some of the best right there, man.
I talked at length about that, how not too many people target flounder,
right?
And I'm one of the people that gets called. Someone investigates it. They want to learn how to catch flounder around here. I'm usually the one to take people.
Now I've done pretty well on flounder. Which are you throwing soft plastics at them?
Yeah.
I like a heavy jig head and do the old puffer trick.
I keep the jig head the same as I use for trout.
Yeah,
it's an 1/8 ounce jig head, and you just finesse it down there and you move it slowly. You know, compared to trout fishing, you're going to go another 20% slower for flounder.
Right.
You're going to keep it hovering just above the bottom, or keep it banging on the bottom, but. When they're aggressive, they'll chase a lure, but to catch flounder when they're in any kind of mood, you want that lure going slow.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking forward to a good
flounder. We'll have to do a flounder episode, man. That's one of them unspoken fish, man. They get nothing, you know, but they're really cool fish.
I mean, when
like I said, excellent table fare and something, you know, if you're looking to put a few fish across the fillet table.
Yeah, you really need some fish. You've already caught your trout. You've already got a redfish. Flounder's one where you're allowed 10 of them. So now that it's into these months and you need more fish for a fish fry, flounder's one that'll help you pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm. And I've found too is if you catch one, normally if you're going to catch any more, it's going to be real close.
Yeah.
You know, I'll catch one in this over here and then I'll catch one in this pothole and then, you know, it's kind of done. We're not really targeting them, but that's kind of how it ends up. Where you catch them, boom, 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 right in the same area. But definitely a really cool fish to catch. I always like trying to see the clients grab them. They're not really sure what to do with it once it starts flopping around in the boat.
Yeah, they're a funny one. You're going to lose a lot of them.
Yeah.
Flounder or tough
one.
Have
a net for flounder, for sure. For sure.
Well, Travis, that's going to wrap it up for another week. I'm glad you made it in for another show.
Absolutely, man.
We'll be back next week. We're going to be getting some guest speakers back in here. We've been covering it ourselves the past month or so, but we'll be getting some more guests in here, and we're going to continue the format. Everyone really enjoys the show, so we'll catch you all again next week. Hope you enjoyed the show, and you can find us Facebook, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, and you can find us on capmel.com. That'll do it for this week. Happy fishing and tight lines to you.
Precision Tackle offers a variety of spoons and spinner baits that are superior to any others on the market today. The Flats Intruder Wheeler spoons are offered in 8 ounce, quarter ounce, and half ounce sizes and come in gold, silver, copper, and black. Precision Tackle also offers the Thunder Spin, Cajun Flash, and Stalker spinner baits. These baits are made to perform flawlessly in salt water and catch plenty of trout, redfish, flounder, and mackerel.
This is Captain Jason Prieto. If you want to keep up with Danny and myself during the week to see what our latest catch is, just find us on Facebook. Search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show and hit the like button. We will keep you dialed in on what's biting on Tampa Bay.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohero's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohero fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohero fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box. See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and when I'm getting my engine serviced, I can't think of anywhere better than Alify Marine. Alify Marine is a full-service and warranty facility for Yamaha and Mercury outboards. They are also a dealer for all Weld and Starcraft boats that are in stock and turnkey ready. For all you do-it-yourself guys, they have all Yamalube and Mercury oils in stock. Don't forget, Alify Marine is a sales and warranty center for all power pole products to keep your power pole in good working condition. Alify Marine can meet all your service needs. Call now to schedule your next appointment. 813-671-BOAT.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and I have a new product to tell you about that puts more fish on the boat. It's called M80 Supercharged Chum with TNT Sparkle by M80 Marine Products. M80 Chum is a concentrated dry chum that is easily mixed with water and is great to use for all types of fish. From snapper and grouper on the wrecks to greenbacks on the flats, M80 Chum is always on my boat. If you're interested in purchasing some M80 Chum or would like more information on the product, just go to their website at www.m80marineproducts.com.
Live, local.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you what.
Your home for NBC Sports, the new Sports Talk 1040, The Team, and SportsTalkFlorida.com.